This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and Merry Christmas as our season continues. I'll save some announcements for after the service. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203, I believe. The hymns for today, opening hymn 367, Angels from the Realm of Glory. The hymn of the day, 389. Let all together praise the Lord. Distribution hymns 358, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. 374, Gentle Mary, Later Child. 357, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Our closing hymn 352, Let the Earth Now Praise the Lord. Your yellow insert, we'll be referring to that to sing together the introit and the gradual, and the readings are printed on there as well. So let's sing our opening hymn 367, Angels from the Realm of Glory. the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We sing together the introit on the yellow insert. The Lord.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine." And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery.' For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem." This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual on the yellow insert. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 3. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, who was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. As we approach the end of another calendar year, people tend to look back from the previous year and look forward at the coming year and make end-of-year recaps and New Year's resolutions. That's very common. And one reason people do this is to kind of recalibrate their lives, help determine if they're going the right way. And look back and then look forward to know what to do and to how to live today. Well, Christians do this also, but differently. We are calibrated, if I can put it that way, by the Word, by the Lord. When we make plans, for example, you know, we say, if the Lord wills it, I will do this or do that. But our lives are a lot more than just what we do. Our lives are who we are and how we live. And we are calibrated and oriented by God through His Word. As we look back, we remember what the Lord has done for us, and as we look forward, we remember what the Lord has promised for our future. This, more than anything, determines how we live today. It is in the Lord that our lives are rightly calibrated, rightly oriented. The Lord Himself reveals what He has done for us and what He promised to do for us. He does that especially here in the divine service through His Word, which we receive in many ways and forms, you know, the readings, the liturgy, the hymns, the sermon, not to mention the Word made flesh, the body and blood of Christ comes into us. We have great readings today, and I'm going to focus on the epistle today. So we're going to take a look, closer look at that, Paul's words to the Colossians. They can be applied to us as the baptized believers in Christ today. We are part of that same church, the same church to whom God brings these very words. So in this section we have today, Paul addresses those he's writing to, this will be presented to God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. And this is you. These are titles that remind you of what the Lord has done for you and who you are in the Lord. This remembrance of what God has done and who He is the basis for who you are and how you live today. You have been chosen by God. You have been made holy by God. You have been loved by God. But more than a remembrance, this is your present and eternal reality. Your baptism is your personal assurance that God chose you and made you holy. Jesus is the Holy One to whom you were united by God in the waters of baptism. As St. Paul explains in chapter 1 of Colossians, in Christ, God the Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing all evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His body of the flesh by His death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard. So we remember this reality and we live accordingly, continuing in the faith and the hope of the gospel, recognizing that that is a qualifier. Well, St. Paul says in the next chapter, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, just as you are taught, abounding in thanksgiving. You received Christ by faith, so you walk in Him by faith. You remember what He's done and who you are, and you live according according to that, and you become rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. As you receive him through the word and through the Holy Supper, you walk as you are taught by the instruction of the word, and you abound in thanksgiving as you remember who he is and all that he has done for you. In baptism, you are buried with Christ, raised with Christ through faith in the work of God, who raised Christ from the dead. Before this, you were dead in your trespasses, Paul says. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all your trespasses. There was a huge debt that stood against us and all these legal demands, and God canceled it. He set it aside, nailing it to the cross. That's how Paul puts it. God has done this to bring you into relationship, into the relationship that you now have in him and with him. And with this comes Christian virtues. These are the virtues that are listed for our benefit in our text today. These are the attitudes, the disposition, if you will, and the conduct toward other people that come from our relationship with God and our devotion to God. This is what our epistle reading is describing. These reveal how we are calibrated in the Lord, if you will. Risen with Christ, we get rid of all the old vices that Paul describes in the verses leading up to today's text. He says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. And these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. When these vices appear in our lives, we put them to death. We put them away. We turn from them in sincere repentance. This is not who we are in Christ. This is not how we live. Who we are in Christ is described in today's reading. This is the new self, the new you in Christ, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. These are the real Christian virtues which we put on. Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you also must forgive. These are Christ's attributes. This is who we are in Christ. We don't take credit for these, but we recognize these are his. This is who Jesus is. This is who we are in him. So we put them on, as Paul says. We embrace them and we rejoice in them because we are in him. We are in Christ. And so in Christ, we put on compassion. Compassion is like the tenderness that you have that goes out to the distressed and the suffering, as Christ has done for us and does for us. We put on kindness, which is kind of even broader, providing good to everybody that we can. This is who we are and who we are becoming. In this life, it is a process. We put on humility and meekness. We place ourselves below others. We are poor sinners. We know this. We know we're not great. There's no reason for us to pretend that we are. And so we endure meekly when we're provoked by sinners because, well, we're also sinners. God has humbled himself to the point of taking our sins in himself unto death on the cross, and he enables us to humble ourselves to others. He himself humbles us for that purpose. We put on patience, enduring under insults, injuries, injustice, rather than
giving way to resentment and retaliation. This is what Christians do. We bear with one another, holding out when burdens are heaped on us, insults, injuries, as well as the work we are given to do. And we forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven us. The moment you have a complaint against anyone, graciously forgive. This is central. This is essential. This, again, is what Christians do. We forgive as we have been forgiven. We live in this undeserved grace, and it's through us that grace is extended. The text continues. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. This love is the bond of completeness that crowns the other attributes and holds them all together. This is the unconditional and self-sacrificing love that we know in Christ. It's what we put on for the sake of others. This is followed by, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. This peace doesn't come from within us or following some kind of way of life or whatever. This peace comes from God as our Father through Christ as the giver who has made this peace for us. This is Christ's peace. His very peace speaks in the heart of Christians over and against any of the other voices. For that we are grateful. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. You were called through the gospel by grace, and that called made you one body of true Christians. Gave you the peace of Christ, which is to assure you in your own heart that yours is the prize in your heart. You were called into one body, not separate individuals. The text continues, and be thankful for all of this that you are and you have in Christ. You can be thankful. You can be thankful always and forever. Next, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. His word and his peace are spiritual gifts for Christians. So let that word inhabit you like you are the dwelling for this word. Let it fill every part of you with its wisdom. This wisdom is the ability to use knowledge in the right way, in the wise way. And that word of Christ is supreme. It goes on, as we're talking about this word dwelling richly, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So here in worship, we sing God's word. We chant God's word. Paul has in mind the congregation singing in one body, right? In connection with God's grace, the grace that's made us who we are, what we are, and the grace in which we live. And this makes us sing. We sing and we chant this to each other, and we hear it from one another. But as we do this, we first sing them to ourselves. We're paying attention to these words. We are contemplating them, and they teach us. They enter into us. This singing in our hearts, it's not just on our lips. It's not just in our mouths. It's in us, and it can become part of us. We can even remember words better through the singing of them. And all this singing is to the praise of God, to the glory of God. The section concludes, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The spirit of worship, the riches of the wisdom of the word of Christ, they permeate the entire life in word and deed. In the name of Jesus means in connection to the revelation of our Lord Jesus, who has made himself manifest to us, right? In coming to us. So everything is to be done in the light of this revelation of our Lord. It's to be in harmony with this revelation. And it always reveals Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. And Christ's word comes to you. But this is not just an intellectual exercise or some kind of training seminar. It enters into you and you're recalibrated and you're oriented to who you are in Christ. As you look back at what God has done and you look forward to what he has promised, Christ comes to you through his word as your guide in the way of life for today and into eternity. Christ does this weekly in the divine service. He does this daily through your Bible readings and prayer. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Amen. And may that peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you have chosen us from the foundation of the world to be your people. Strengthen our hearts by your grace and open our lips to sing your praises, that your holy word would dwell richly within us from generation to generation. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, grant your blessing to the whole church on earth, that Christ's people may set their hearts and minds on the things above and be clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Lord, in your mercy. Lover of mankind, bind our families together in perfect harmony and rule our hearts with the peace of Christ. Cause his word to dwell richly among us, and let fathers and heads of the household teach and admonish their families in all wisdom. Let our songs, words, and deeds be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, as blessed Saint Anna awaited in the temple for the consolation of Israel, give to your people who await the second advent of our Savior endurance in our vocations, that we would do the good works you have prepared in advance for us to do. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you wounded your own Son to bring us the eternal healing of your love. Bless all who suffer wounds of body and soul, especially Shirley, Dan, Joanne, Lewis, Lois, Mary, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Ethel, Cookie, and those we name before you in our hearts. Grant them healing according to your will, and sustain them unto the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, as blessed Mary treasured all things in her heart, grant us to know what is worthy of our attention and what will pass away, that approaching the table of our Lord, we may be well prepared to receive with repentance and faith his flesh for the life of the world and his blood that cleanses us from all our sin. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we pray, O Lord, in confidence of your mercy, trusting that you will grant us all things needful and prevent all things harmful to our faith. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
We continue with the service of the sacrament, beginning on page 208. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Zoe, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Ellie, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Oops. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. I think we're okay. This one will be close. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.